Thursday, January 9th, 1986. The preacher is Dr. Quentin Wesselschmidt. The sermon text is Colossians chapter 1, verse 28. The sermon theme is to make every man mature in Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from the epistle lesson for this day, Colossians chapter 1, verse 28. Him we proclaim, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man mature in Christ. Here ends the text. Dear fellow redeemed in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I've always liked the Stoic illustration of the necessity of doing what has been predetermined by universal reason. The illustration goes like this. If the universal logos has determined that a cart to which a dog has been hitched should move from point A to point B, it is best if the dog pulls the cart from point A to B in an ambulatory manner. If the dog decides to sit down on the job and not pull the cart is going to move from point A to point B anyway, and quite uncomfortably, surely, for the dog in a sitting position. The idea that there is a predetermined goal or purpose, an end in life, was also expressed by Aristotle in his teleology, whereby he maintained that things have an end or a purpose as part of their very nature. And so existence is more or less simply actualizing your potentiality. You and I here today believe that God has put us in this place and called us to the vocation of the public ministry for the sake of a purpose. We have a goal of moving, in a sense, from a point A to a point B, from being a student to being a full-time pastor and worker in the church. He has called us from, he calls us from the structured academic studies to move to the full-time proclamation of the gospel. He wants us to move from this study of the Word to a continued study of the Word, but for the sake of sharing that Word and that gospel with all people. He has given us a task and a purpose. He has set us a goal. We are to move from perhaps an initial and somewhat maybe less effective ministry to one that is ever more effective and become so throughout our entire life of ministry. In other words, in a sense, we are teleological. We have a purpose and we have a goal. We study, we work, we progress by God's grace toward an ultimate goal. I don't think there is anyone here today who would deny that ministry has to have a very clearly defined goal and perhaps even set of goals. But there is ultimately one clear goal that is before us. Our problem often in ministry is that a lot of little goals can get in the way that aren't as consequential as the major one. Or we may set up all sorts of wrong goals that will interfere in proper ministry. And so it's possible sometimes to understand ministry just as a career. Sort of like a career in medicine, law, or sales, in which we choose it because it's likable to us for various reasons, because we think it will be delightful to engage in, and will have various sorts of rewards for our efforts and activities. If you've seen that aerial view of Jerry Falwell's rather palatial residence, you can become aware that for some in ministry there are a few fringe benefits. Or if you remember that Billy Graham has had association with any number of recent presidents in our land, you know that ministry can sometimes be carried on in the national limelight and is not always done in the obscurity of some remote location. And so one confuse one's goal and pursue ministry for these kind of benefits rather than what God wants us to do for the sake of his people. Our ministry can become a calling in which we seek to orchestrate people or to administer programs along corporate lines with all sorts of growth charts, plant expansions, branching out into different types of ministry, answering, as it were, to a kind of board of directors in the form of our voters' meetings. We can seek to do ministry, sometimes along the lines of the wrong definition. Or we can devote our time, perhaps, to a bookish pursuit of the preservation of pure doctrine and simply study the Word of God and seldom, if ever, proclaim it. To be sure, there can be some positive sides to these various illustrations, and in some of them we can find some good. But in our text, St. Paul clearly calls our attention to the central task of ministry that is really something else. And so in our text, Paul says that we are to preach, we are to warn, we are to teach. And then he says in the original, hina parastasomen panta anthropon teleon en Christo, so that we can make every man mature or complete in Christ. And this then is the central task and goal of our ministry. And when you think about it, it is indeed an awesome task. It means not just bringing people into the front doors so that we have some good statistics and so that we aren't embarrassed by being one of those congregations, those many congregations, that Synod says never brings an outsider into the church in an entire calendar year, never has one adult convert. It isn't just bringing them in the door and then establishing a few programs to keep them happy, or perhaps strutting around in the community for the benefit of our congregation's public image, or maybe just attending to the physical and psychological needs of people. Again, some of these things in the right perspective belong to ministry. But St. Paul says our real task is fashioning the perfect person in Christ. One could perhaps go on at great length exactly what all of that means. But surely to present one perfect in Christ means that we have enabled them and helped them by God's grace and the power of the Spirit to become mature in the faith, to understand faith in its fuller dimension, to enable them to move beyond the mere milk of the word to sinking their teeth into some good theological and ecclesiastical meat, to understanding that faith is the finest and the greatest possession of their entire life. It also means leading people to a full understanding of the enormity of sin and the complete alienation of man by nature. In other words, leading them to understand their sinfulness, and that there is no good in ourselves on our own or by our own account. To lead them to the point where they might agree with Mileto of Sardis, who said in the second century, upon every soul sin sets its mark, and all alike she devoted to death. These must die. So all flesh fell into the power of sin, and everybody into the power of death. Because only when they have been brought to that understanding, as you and I know, will they be ready to hear that very fulsome message of the gospel. Only then will they be willing to stand at the judgment seat of God, not with a baggage of their own supposed merits, but realize they can stand there only because of the imputed righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. That Christ is their only hope, and then that they can come to the point in their life where their entire life is lived with a deep sense and appreciation of what it means to be a Christian, to be part of the body of Christ and the church, to be the child of God. That's our task. To help to working with people throughout their entire lives, ever striving by God's grace to perfect them in the faith. It involves more than just working with your parishioners. Because if you are to do this, it also says something about yourself. And so I think there is a fair amount of meat also in Paul's choice of the word parastasomen, to present, meaning to set alongside of or to stand them alongside of ourselves. And so if we are to present and to be able to present someone complete in Christ, that implies a level of completion in ourselves. And so our task must always be also to become complete and perfect in the faith, to become mature, always to have that understanding of our own sinfulness, and always to realize that we are justified by grace through faith in Christ and not of ourselves. And that everything that we do must be exemplary of what the child of life should be doing in this world. This is our task, and this is our goal. You and I are to move, in a sense, from this point A of our life ever to point B. And that point B is always for us, as Paul says, to make every man complete in Christ. And that includes ourselves. May God grant that for Christ's sake, that can be the purpose of our life and always the central purpose of our ministry. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.